starts right now.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern, and I'm joined by Pensacola Mardi Gras Vice President
Hannah Zimmern.
How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it.
Well, it's cool till all this kicks off, and then
I mean, that's
your
what
butt
I said.
Is in the meat grinder.
No, that's what I said. I said that as soon as you start having fun in Mardi Gras, you triple your work.
Yeah,
just the moment you have fun.
That's exactly right. Well, as you know, we are a real estate team with Levin Rinke, the Zimmern team, led by our fearless wife and mother, mm-hmm. Tanya, who is just the best. But so we hope we can help you with some real estate, but all the same, we've put on Mardi Gras now, and we've kind of sort of owned it for 25 years, and we told that story a little while ago how we got involved. But we do transition, we do change. Every year's a little something different, and of course, this year, reimagining Palafox is going to begin on the Monday right after kickoff, so Monday, January the 5th. Pensacola Mardi Gras is kicking off on the 3rd. It's the last big event on historic Palafox the old way. And we will have a reimagined new Palafox within a few months. And we're going to support those downtown and Palafox businesses. I know they're scared of their street closing, but let's face it, nobody ever parked there anyway. About 10 cars in the 3-block area could really park on Palafox. So it's going to feel a little bit different, but it really isn't for those Palafox businesses. And so, but we made the decision, the Mardi Gras community is all about sort of group talk, group speak, group work. And the Mardi Gras community, when it throws itself into something, it really does. And so we are going to have second lines on Palafox Street on every Tuesday during the Mardi Gras season. And the first one is actually the 12th night. January the 6th, and we have crews. Everybody is welcome to everyone, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. We hope we fill the streets and have a problem, frankly, by having so many people. That's probably not what, you know, Police Chief Kristen or Deputy Chief Eric want to hear, but we hope we do, and we hope everybody calls those downtown restaurants if your crew is coming, or even if it's just you, and set yourself up to have a table on Palafox Street on Tuesdays during the Mardi Gras season, and come outside when the band is coming by and the march is coming by. There'll be handkerchiefs, there'll be umbrellas, there'll be people in their crew costume, because crews have formally adopted one of those Tuesdays, and I think we're at about 20 crews that have formally adopted one of the Tuesdays, and every Tuesday is formally adopted, and we have sponsors. We actually have, I think, one left. If you're interested in being a sponsor of one of those Tuesdays to support the Palafox Street businesses, what should we tell people to do? PensacolaMardiGras@gmail.com.
Yep, that's the easiest way to get us.
PensacolaMardiGras@gmail.com. Or you can go to our website, which is PensacolaMardiGras.com.
This is his famous debate now.
Well, is it
we even had it yesterday on Christmas Day.
Is it 92.3 or 92.3?
You really did have this debate yesterday?
Oh, we sure did. We sure did. And my mom came in hot and said point. She just said point.
92.3. Not 92.3. But
well,
I'm thinking
back in the
dot.
Early 90s, I mean, we said it.
Point.
Yeah.
Well, now we say dot or don't say it at all.
Well, evolution, baby.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Anyway, second line's on Palafox every Tuesday starting Tuesday, January the 6th, the 12th night, and we're going to go from there. Is there any Mardi Gras traffic out there, John?
Well, not right this second, but it's brought to you by the Russell Landscape Group. They deliver premier landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast, combining local expertise, reliable service, and lasting quality to elevate every community that they serve. Give them a call, 770-446-3552. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation with 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models, and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola at Anderson Subaru now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. PenAir Credit Union's high yield checking, 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts and 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at PenAir.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
This is Cena Madison from Southern Media, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
Hey, this is Terrence A. Gross, wishing you a happy holidays. And remember this, do not drink and drive.
This is Sheila Nichols with Pensacola State College, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year.
This is Matt Coughlin from Pensacola International Airport, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern and
Hannah Zimmern
sitting in for Andrew McKay, the morning drive, and we're excited about that. We're talking Mardi Gras this today, largely Mardi Gras all day, and you know, we adjust to things all the time, and we hope new events pop up. And so a new event that has exploded and is wonderful is Pensacola Mardi Gras, and we're joined by Jessica Wolford. Good morning, Jessica.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you doing? Are you excited about Mardi Gras this year?
I am. It's coming up pretty fast. So we love an early Mardi Gras season, right?
Well, yeah. We do. And your event has become a staple of the Mardi Gras year and in the community. Y'all do a great job at, you know, there's diaper drives and there's food drives for humans, but you have drives for pets, and you take care of that. Mardi Gras is amazing. Tell everybody about Mardi Gras on Garden Street.
Yeah, so like you said, it's really kind of blown up, and we're very proud of it, and thanks to our great community and people like you guys. But Pensacola Mardi Gras is a huge family-oriented Mardi Gras event that we really put your dogs as the guests of honor. And in the meantime, with everyone getting to come and celebrate with their animals for our great Pensacola Mardi Gras season, we help raise funds for local animals in need. And this year's event benefactor is once again the Escambia County Department of Animal Welfare.
Awesome. Awesome. And you have booths, you have things for humans, you have things for pets, you have pups and even cat stuff. And you set the vendors are all out that deal with pets. You probably, if you want to tell people how to get up with y'all to, if they want to set something up down there and help and learn the rules of you, tell everybody where they can go to get more information for that.
Yeah, they can go to Pensacola Potty Grawl, any of the social media pages at Pensacola Potty Grawl. We are actually full with vendors. The sponsorship ends on the 31st. We actually go and map out the event next week, and so we can get the official map out to everyone. But yeah, we bring in a lot of local small businesses to highlight their goods and get their businesses out. We have a lot of great sponsors, and you know, our presenting sponsor at Perfect Plain and Hanso and Clark, that they get out there and they do a great job. And so yeah, you can find all information at Pensacola Potty Grawl, any of that. And also you can go to WolfgangParkandBrews.com, and we have a whole Potty Grawl tab on that website that is dedicated to the event.
Jessica, I have to tell you that you have just done a fantastic job with this event. I've gone just about every year. I think it started, I was still in college and I wasn't here, but it is just a fantastic time. It's great fun. There's just pets everywhere. It doesn't get better than that. They're in tutus and have colors and costumes.
There's a contest.
There's a costume contest. Yep. I mean, it is fantastic.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's been really fun to watch it grow every year. Kim and I get up on the stage right when it's starting, and I think we anticipate what we think it's going to be like, and then when we show up, you know, the community really comes together. And like Danny said, we have a costume contest with four different categories, and that's always a huge hit. And we do a little over a mile dog parade through downtown Pensacola. You know, it's a huge block party. There's dog game areas, there's human game areas, lots of music, food, drinks, fun. And this year's theme is 80s. Every year we, in March, we do a March Madness style, bracket, and we put it out on our social media, and we allow the community to submit themes. And then we put them all together in a bracket and it gets voted on. So every year the theme is voted on by the community. And so this year, it is 80s. And so we are very excited to see everyone come out in their 80s attire and the music and the fun that it'll be in February.
That feels like a perfect theme. Vibrant colors, lots of fun outfits that you can kind of put together. I feel like that costume contest is going to be a lot of fun this year.
Jessica, hold one second.
Let's really show up.
Hold one second, Jessica. Let's do traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, nor delays right now. I-10, I-110, they're all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So, Jessica, give everybody the date.
Yeah, it's February 1st. It'll be 11 to 4 on a closed-down garden street between Palafox and Tarragona.
That's awesome. And with John's traffic report, there's no changes, no problems. But reimagining Palafox is going to be an interesting time. And you bringing everybody downtown that day is going to just be beautiful. It's going to alter your pet parade route, probably, is it?
It does, yeah. We work with Sergeant Briarton with the Pensacola Police Department, which I'm sure you guys do as well. And great, great people over there. And so we will actually put out the official route this coming up week.
Great.
But we're excited because we'll actually walk the parade route in front of different parts of downtown Pensacola that we haven't in the past. So we're really excited to bring the event to other parts of the city as well.
Well, it's just wonderful. Hannah is here in studio pimping your shirt, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
And, I sure am. I'm wearing the blue one.
And so can people buy those? How can they buy those now?
Yeah, we actually have the fifth annual shirt out right now. It's it can go onto any of our social media pages, and the link is there. We actually just made a post this morning with the link.
Great.
And it's a pre-order right now. The shirt should be in by January 9th. So we'll make sure that everyone gets it before event day.
Is that Super Bowl Sunday or is it the week before?
It's the week before, thank God.
Oh, gotcha. Because typically you've had it on Super Bowl Sunday before, I think, right?
Yeah, the very first year it was Super Bowl Sunday, and unfortunately, we've been lucky that the Saints haven't made the Super Bowl in the last 5 years. So
that's funny.
That would be interesting if the Saints made it on the same day.
Well, party, party.
Yeah, it's the weekend before.
Perfect. Mardi Gras has become such a big part of Pensacola's Mardi Gras, and we're thrilled to do that. You know, we have you heard any of the St. Louis story?
I've heard briefly about it. I haven't heard a whole lot.
Yeah. So St. Louis fashions himself as the second largest Mardi Gras in the country, and we had some media folks call us about that because they say whatever's happening in Pensacola is kicking butt. And a large part about that is part of the biggest thing they do in St. Louis is a pet parade. And a large part of that is because Purina is based in St. Louis. And so I think they helped put that together. And you single-handedly are absolutely taking that on and making it bigger. And we're going to poke St. Louis in the chest a little bit this year and talk about Mardi Gras up there if they want to see a real pet Mardi Gras.
Yeah, step it up, Karina. Come over to Pensacola, and let's see how we hold up to that big of a business.
Yep.
Love that.
Well, we have about a minute left. Tell everybody how they could get more information and where they could go to get a booth and those sort of things.
Yeah, if you visit at Pensacola Mardi Gras on Instagram or Facebook, all of the links to any of the websites or the forms are on there. The event is free and open to the public. We do ask everyone who plans to walk in the parade to register. It's a $15 suggested donation that goes directly to the Escambia County Animal Shelter. And this also allows them to sign a waiver that protects them and their dog in the city of Pensacola and everyone involved. They can also go ahead and pre-register for the costume contest. There's four different categories. I'm going to call out all the official Pensacola Mardi Gras crews because we have a crew contest category. And
awesome.
So we would like for all of the crews to come out and bring their stuff. You know, the crew of Hip Huggers really kind of run with it. And I think the Daisy Dukes won last year. So we were excited to see a new crew get involved.
Yeah, great.
Awesome.
But yeah, all the information can be on our social media pages.
Well, Hannah and I were talking, and I don't believe anybody can say they're all about the pets, primarily the puppies, more than you. And we're so proud of what you do. And bringing all that to the streets of downtown and a Mardi Gras event that's just so much fun. See how everybody can have fun under the umbrella of Mardi Gras, including a big day on Garden Street with your pets at Mardi Gras.
Love it so much.
Jessica, thank you so much for everything you've done, and it continues to grow. You know you can count on us if you need anything, and we're going to do all we can to promote folks bringing their pups and pets down to Pensacola Mardi Gras on February the 1st.
And thank you guys for everything that y'all do. We're very excited about Pensacola Mardi Gras this year.
Well, thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thank
and,
you.
The community ought to be excited about Mardi Gras because it's a lot of work, and we really appreciate all that you do. So, thank you, Jessica Wolford, the big person behind Mardi Gras. And it's amazing what creativity can bring to Pensacola. So I'm Danny Zimmern, president of Pensacola Mardi Gras and a commercial real estate director for Levin Rinke. And you are?
Hannah Zimmern.
And we will be right back.
Angelo Bavaro, the U.S. launching military strikes on ISIS sites in Nigeria on Christmas.
President Trump taking the action due to the persecution and killing of Christians in that country. The president writing on Truth Social that, quote, I have previously warned these terrorists that if they did not stop the slaughtering of Christians, there would be hell to pay. And tonight, there was.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. Severe weather hitting both sides of the country.
The National Weather Service is warning of a snow and ice storm that is expected to blast through the Northeast, impacting at least 15 million people. Meanwhile, Southern California is getting soaked. Heavy rain has already caused flooding and mudslides in Los Angeles County. And now another powerful storm system could bring more of the same to areas that are already inundated.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 63 degrees. We've got a foggy start to our morning. We'll get our full forecast in just a few minutes with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. New ice skating rink is being planned in Pace. Plans have been submitted to Santa Rosa County to build a rink on Woodbine Road. The proposed facility would be about 23,000 square feet and include locker rooms, concession stands, and a 146-space parking lot. Property owner Jennifer Burkhardt says there's a big demand for ice sports in the area with big waiting lists for existing programs. The rink would serve hockey and figure skating. Also, it would host birthday parties and community events. Burkhardt is hoping to have that facility operational by the end of next year. Well, first responders gathered outside of the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart on Wednesday, spreading Christmas cheer. Police and deputies lit up their emergency vehicles that night for patients watching through the windows. The light show lasted around 15 minutes. Pensacola's plan to hire Bayou District Consulting for the Baptist Hospital redevelopment may get another chance. The News Journal reporting that multiple city council members want to bring the Bayou District back for reconsideration. The contract was rejected earlier this month after a large public opposition over fears of gentrification and displacement. City council members cited concerns about the selection process and past meetings with the Bayou District Foundation. However, some council members now tell the Journal that they are open to revisiting the proposal. The decision could come down to Councilman Delarian Wiggins, a key voice in the opposition, and the councilman representing the district affected by the Baptist project. A state trooper is hurt after a crash with a Palm Beach County teenager in Brevard County. That happened yesterday in Titusville on I-95. FHP says the trooper did a pit maneuver to stop a reckless driver who was going over 100 miles per hour, and his patrol vehicle ended up hitting a guardrail. The trooper was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. The suspect faces multiple charges, including reckless driving, causing serious bodily injury. Now, people in Broward County making sure that people behind bars aren't forgetting this time of year. Protest held yesterday in Deerfield Beach outside of the Broward Transitional Center, where suspected illegal immigrants are being held. About 20 people were there, with some calling for ICE to be abolished. One woman tells NBC that they felt they needed to be there for those people. Christmas is an extra special day for a couple of Florida women. Seminole County's Ada Griffin and Broward County's Christy Brinson were born on Christmas, and yesterday they both turned 100 years old. Over 200 people attended Brinson's party in Fort Lauderdale. Her grandson tells News 10 that she's an amazing woman in Oviedo. Griffin celebrated with her kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, and a little sister, who's now 96. Griffin tells the local news there that there's no secret to living a long life, just trust in God. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 90, 98, 29 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now we're Channel 3 weather.
We are going to be looking at temperatures warming up today near 71 degrees after that fog burns off. Plenty of sunshine through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 61. As you head into Saturday, fog is going to be around in the mornings going into the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, high near 71 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Sunday, we will have partly cloudy skies with that fog in the morning. Temperatures near 72 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 62 degrees, a foggy start to our morning. Your next news at 7 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, if you got a holiday gift that you don't like, you could be in for some long lines at the return counter this holiday season. A new analysis from Adobe is showing that holiday returns could jump 35% this week compared to the pre-holiday period. Even despite the number of returns, though, it was a pretty successful season for retailers. Total holiday spending topped $187 billion. That's up 6% from last year. Economists are expecting return volumes to remain high through mid-January.
And Mondelez Global is recalling Chips Ahoy Bake Bites Brookies. An issue with the mixing process caused hard clumps of cornstarch to form in some of the cookies, posing a choking hazard. Voluntary recall affects two specific SKUs sold at select stores nationwide. And on Wall Street, stocks are getting ready to get back in action this morning following the Christmas break. Traders looking for a Santa Claus rally to carry the markets through the final days of the year. Before the holiday, stocks saw strong gains across the board. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ were all higher. And that's Your Money Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not,
so a few years,
regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Years ago, my wife and I were looking to test drive a Honda Odyssey. We thought that was the car we wanted to buy. We weren't sure, and we always try to get a sense of what we're going to buy before we buy it. That way, we're not pressured at the time to figure out which one to buy and also, you know, actually finding the one. So we went test driving, and we couldn't find one. It was just not available. The model had changed with a new generation. The pre-owned certifieds were either purchased before you could actually drive them or they weren't able to be driven. And it was just an incredible problem for us. So we were searching to find a test drive. We found it at Frontier Motors. We weren't ready to buy a car. It was going to be 6 months. No big deal. But they had one, so we drove it. It was the color we liked. It was the trim level we wanted. And it was a great car with about 12 or 13,000 miles and a year old. We loved it. And we test drove it. And we're getting ready to leave. And they're like, well, do you want to look at a price? And I said, well, not wanting to be rude. Okay. And they showed me the price, and I thought, well, that's good. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. And I said, can you give us the day to think about it? And they said, yes. And I said, can you come down a little bit more the next day? And they said, yes. And I said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. And that was it. It was that easy to buy a great value, excellent car, exactly the thing that we've been looking for. And we were really only looking to test drive it, but because they were so easy to work with, we went ahead and bought it. You can have that same kind of experience. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
CVS Health supports people in the moments that matter, from picking up a prescription to connecting care. With nearly 5 million daily interactions and serving 185 million consumers and 1.5 million healthcare professionals, CVS Health holds a trusted place in healthcare. By simplifying care and improving health, we're helping people get the care they need. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
A new exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card is your opportunity to go from cardholder to ticket holder for the FIFA World Cup 2026. For a limited time, when you're approved for a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card, you're eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more today at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. All rights reserved.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to...
Engaging podcasts. And various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
You thought you found a friend to take you out of this.
Christmas.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern, joined by Vice President of Pensacola Mardi Gras,
Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay while he's on Christmas break, and we welcome you in to listen. And today's show, we're focusing a little bit on Mardi Gras, frankly, because our volunteer community effort is putting Mardi Gras together in some of the big events, and which is a blessing of the fleet of floats and the cruise, which is Saturday, January the 3rd. And then, of course, parade weekend. Mardi Gras Mambo starts that weekend on February the 12th. Friday the 13th is the Cruel of Feet Parade. And Saturday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, you can remember that, is the Grand Mardi Gras Parade. We have a royal processional, a procession of royalty on that Saturday on the Grand Parade Day. And we had all those events that we sort of put on. We realized we needed somebody to be the town crier, and we had T. Bubba Bechtel in the early years, and he left us, and we have been blessed with the moderately new town crier, Marty Stanovich. No stranger to a microphone and no stranger to big crowds.
Or a cowbell
or a golf course. there are a lot of places Marty's not a stranger. Marty joins us, the town crier, Pensacola Mardi Gras. How are you this morning, Marty?
No cowbell on the golf course, please.
Yeah, you can't combine all of it at once, right? And you can't hit a golf ball during Mardi Gras.
Pull it all together, Danny. And God rest his soul, T. Bubba. Used to listen to him in the mornings right here on News Radio Pensacola. Yep. And he was a great friend and did a great job in the role. It was a lot of fun going down to 12th night, have the kickoff and have him do the blessing of the floats. And been honored 4 years now, that you guys asked. And yeah, it's a fun role. There's no question. I enjoy volunteering to do it.
You enjoy it so much. Married, and now we have a Mrs. Town Crier.
Yep, that's a new unveiling for this year. Is Mrs. Joe Stanovich is going to be Mrs. Town Crier. We're going to try and get her to come out of her shell a little bit. You know, overcoming shyness is part of a very public process. So, I figure, what better way to do it? Then she's been working hard on her outfit, and
Danny, incredible.
I did have to ask you, especially when you're shopping in New Orleans with Joe, do I have a clothing allowance? Because evidently there are going to be wardrobe changes now. I was able to get away with one outfit for the first 4 years, but now it's about to get a lot more complicated.
Yeah, welcome to the world of volunteering for Mardi Gras, where you leave with less than you came with sometimes.
And as soon as you have fun, you triple your work.
Yeah.
That's another one right there.
Yeah. Marty, hold on. We're going to do traffic on the fives here.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. Everything is still looking good. 98, 90, 29. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So, Marty, Marty Stanovich and Joe Stanovich, Mr. and Miss Town Crier of Pensacola's Mardi Gras. It's really grown over the years, Marty. So, Saturday, not this coming Saturday, a couple days, but it's only about, 8 days away, is going to be the Pensacola Mardi Gras kickoff. And we're getting you in a Polaris and bringing a band for you, and we're going to go float to float in the streets. We're going to start inside Seville Quarter Saturday the 3rd and introduce a bunch of elected officials and other important folks who are a part of what brings all this together for our community. And then we'll go out into the streets and bless those crews that bring their floats. It's going to be about 35. By then we have a couple that say they're coming that haven't given us the paperwork yet, but we'll get there, we think. And then Palafox closes after that. So, change is opportunity. And Marty, when we changed to you being the town crier, it's just been great. As you go through blessing those floats, and Father LaPointe, Pastor LaPointe, blesses each float. It's got to be exciting up there looking at those folks eye to eye. They all get excited, don't they?
It is fun. I remember the first time when you told me about the event. When Bubba was first doing it, I thought, okay, a parade in reverse. We're going to leave the float stationary and we're going to move place to place. It is so much fun. The crews have such an incredible time, and it makes for a perfect kickoff to Mardi Gras. And the crowd really gets into it. It's amazing to see as we walk from float to float. Well, we've been walking the last few years. We're going back to the Polaris this year. How the crowd, it's the old term, a movable feast. It's always been such an incredible party. And a great event to kick off Mardi Gras. Obviously, weather's about to get a little bit chillier. We had a warm Christmas, but the temperatures are about to dip. So everybody will get to bundle up and excited for another season. And listen, I cannot say enough about you and the entire PMG team and watching Mardi Gras grow. Crossing the threshold a few years ago to going north of 100 crews and adding Mambo to the mix. I remember standing over there with you looking out at the crowd when Flo Rida was here 2 years ago and saying, Danny, this is incredible. And frankly, you know what? Pensacola's needed this. I travel, obviously, we spend a lot of time in New Orleans. I spend a good bit of time in Mobile for business with the First Tee. We talk about our Mardi Gras. We brag about our Mardi Gras. Our Mardi Gras has grown and gotten so much better and become such a fun, even tourist destination. You guys are doing an incredible job, and somebody needs to sing your praises as well, which I do not do a lot, and I promise I'll never do on the golf course.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, it's really a labor of love, and, we got a little trapped in the beginning, but we figured out we had to grow it, and so we've been able to do that, and this year we're going to do second lines on Palafox as Palafox gets reimagined. We're gonna kick Mardi Gras off on January the 3rd, bless the 35 or 40 crews that are there and that come and be a part of that. But then on Tuesday, January the 6th, that's the 12th night, technically it really is, and we're going to have our first second line on Palafox. The Mardi Gras community wants to bring folks downtown and recognize how easy it is to continue to support those businesses on Palafox. There's just really a few parking places on Palafox. So the road being closed is not really changing anything for those folks. It feels like it's a lot, and it's that message that's being sent out that it's not. We're going to send that message with those second lines, and I think you'll be there because I know Mrs. Town Crier will be there for all of those and is going to be a part of that. So I hope you will too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, she's super excited. And obviously, my wife, Joe Stanovich, is owner of Blush and Needle Society right there on Palafox, just a couple doors down right at the Sanger. And she is, once again, cautiously supportive and hoping that Pensacola says, yes, we're watching. We just went to Denver, where they just did Reimagine 16th Street. If you've ever been to downtown Denver, we were there for Thanksgiving. And they did a beautiful job opening it, making it a much more walkable space. And, new businesses popped up, flourished. But we really need Pensacola to come out and support the businesses on Palafox during this process. It's like watching sausage be made. You don't want to watch it be made. You just want to enjoy the end product when it's all said and done. But I think the second lines on Tuesdays are going to be an absolute brilliant idea. And, I'll be there with my wife, every one of them.
Well, will you have the cowbell?
Mrs. Town Crier has a beautiful new bell.
Oh, perfect.
That she's looking forward to bringing to celebrate. And, we're excited about Second Line Tuesdays. We're excited about 12th Night and the kickoff. We're excited about Mambo all the way through to Valentine's Day. By the way, I think whoever did the scheduling, Danny, fabulous job with the parade. The fact that Valentine's Day is now a celebration, you've saved us all a lot of money.
No, you can't miss that. Listen, I know, Joe, you better not miss the doing something sweet for her on February the 14th.
Well, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
no way. I can't get away with it. It'll involve Chanel, Gucci, somebody, one of those.
As it should, Marty.
As it probably should. But we do want folks to support those downtown retail stores with Valentine's Day purchases. It's just as easy to get there as it ever was. Parking is going to be free after the street after Palafox closes on the 5th.